Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go downtown to Larry. Larry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going? So I want to say that, and it's tough, like you say, this political thing gets dicey. But what is most disingenuous is how the black male has been ignored by the Democrats.
Tell me what you mean.
And there's no way you can say we haven't been. They didn't invite anyone to in a Zoom meeting from the black male community. They don't speak to us. The issues that they're enacting go against us, and we have a history with it. And at this point, the miscalculation that the black male and the black household is going to follow the black woman because they're in leadership now, that also lets us know that you are not paying us any attention at all. And that is okay. Because us black men that are independent, who don't know where we're going to vote, when we watch the convention and we don't see us represented nor talk to, understand that no matter what you try to do, how you try to sway people's opinion or whatever, I like shows like this because you allow people like me to come on and speak. And I am sending a message to the Democratic Party from black male America. If you keep ignoring us, you will lose. Because black men prospered under Trump. We don't care about racism. We have been dealing with racism for 400 and some odd years. That does not matter to us. We don't care about voting for somebody because they black or because they white. It does not matter to us. What matters to us is, can we pay our bills? Can we pay our child support? Can we buy food at a reasonable price? And the Democrats are not speaking to that.
And it sounds to me, Larry, like you feel like you're being taken for granted. Like there's an assumption that black males are going to vote for Kamala Harris, maybe because she's black.
Yes, and also because because of that too. But the other side of it, history has shown us that the black vote carried most elections because be honest, the white vote is normally split 50-50. You need the black vote. How we were so powerful was because the way Big Mama voted in the House, everybody voted in the House. Nobody went against Big Mama. So a lot of times, if you can get the black woman vote, you will get the black man vote. You will get the black young 18-year-old vote. But now you have children asking their mom, well, how can you vote for this person when I just watched you pay $4 for eggs? What you saying don't make no sense. I may agree with you in private, but when I go to that voting booth and it's just me standing there, and now I'm 18 or I'm 19, and I have a young child, and I have to pay child support because, Mom, I can't rely on you because you get subsidized through food stamps.
But, Larry, listen, I mean, I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but, I mean, I don't think kids are questioning Mom and the price she's paying for eggs.
They are, and that's what lets me know that you guys aren't paying us any attention because we're talking about the 18, the 19, and the 21-year-old who has to work now to help Mom provide.
All right, I'm picturing some 5-year-old asking the question. So you're talking about older kids.
No. I'm talking about when I say young kids, I probably shouldn't say kids. I'm 46.
Okay.
I mean the 18 through 25-year-old that may still live at home who traditionally before is going to vote how Mom says.
Larry,
well,
I understand.
Now those children
I understand what you're saying, and I mean, I love your passion, and I think you have been taken for granted. I think there's an assumption that you're going to. I mean, you know, I hear people say, even though I have African American listeners who say, "Hey, I'm supporting Trump," and they disagree with me when I say negative things about Trump. But I think there's an assumption that the black male is going to vote for the Democrat, vote for in particular Kamala Harris in this case.
Yes. And I think that will be because, listen, I watched it for the very reason because I'm independent. So I watched the convention because I want to hear them say something. Because if you say two or three things that line up with me, then I can say, hey, that's worth my vote. Because to be honest, I don't want to vote for a felon either. But then there's another side to this. I know black men that are in jail right now because they were riding their car with somebody and they and the cop found crack cocaine. So it doesn't sit well with black men that they found crack cocaine in the White House and nobody went to jail.
Well, don't you think the other thing? Don't you think the other thing is that because of the disproportionate number of blacks who are arrested and put in jail, don't you think that there is some degree of camaraderie that some black males feel with Donald Trump because Donald Trump feels like he was railroaded by the justice system, and a lot of black males feel like they were railroaded by the justice system.
And not to mention the fact that in the 90s, when Biden's bill and Kamala and on the West Coast were locking up black and brown men, you could hear Trump songs in the rap songs. We've never had a bad relationship with Trump. If you were black and you had money and in the entertainment business, it was a sign of stature to be next to Donald Trump or be in Trump Towers or anything. So this whole narrative of he's racist, maybe he is, but we've had a, like you say, a camaraderie. He got shot at. Whether you want to believe what it is, you know how many black men been shot at just trying to be men? So, taken for granted, yes, but at this point, it kind of looks like just being purposefully ignored.
Larry, a very powerful point for your side.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.